Hey guys, what's up? My name is Luke Cherry, and I am a junior high pastor here at North Coast Church. I work at the Carlsbad campus, and I wanted to share with you guys a friendship that I've been forming in a school program I'm a part of. I'm a couple semesters in, and I've been getting to know this woman. This woman is a part of the Greek Orthodox tradition, and she is a Byzantine chanter. So to me, things that I just don't know very little of. But basically, she sings in their choir in this beautiful ancient worship style. But anyways, in my conversations with her, as I'm just getting wrecked by Greek Orthodoxy in general, like just hearing, you know, what she's a part of, there was a moment during a Zoom call that we had, and I was looking in her frame in the background, and I could see these little pieces of art. They're about 4 by 6 inches. Pretty small, and you could see little men and women depicted on this little art, and it's super shimmery and gold. And I called them out, and I said, yo, what are those all about in the background? And she grabs them, and there was a handful of them that she grabbed, and she showed them in frame, and she said, these are my icons. And as she's talking about her icons, basically I'm discovering that they're people from the past that she is really just affected by, encouraged by, but they could be ancient mystics, and it could be anybody from like Jesus to St. Augustine. But in this conversation that we have about our different traditions and the churches, how our churches are made up and those sorts of things, I've noticed something about her perspective when it came to these icons. And basically, she can become so hopeful when she looks backwards into history and just the power players and the people of the past and how they were just so attuned to God and the things of him. And sometimes she can look backwards and not realize the things that God has for her today. She won't pray expectantly in her life. She won't go after God's plans, God's will for today as the kingdom of God expands in her life. And I thought to myself, aren't we all kind of like that? I feel like sometimes I can discount myself all the time. I will wake up in the morning and I'll immediately be in my own head. I'm getting ready and I'm, without even realizing it, I'm speaking lies over myself. Like I'm taking on Satan's job of telling myself lies and basically saying, Luke, you're not good enough. You know, Luke, people don't believe in you. People don't care. You know, people at work don't notice your potential. And I'll get caught up in all of this weird stuff. And what I'll immediately realize is how quickly I need to leave the cloud of lies behind and focus on the truths. And that I need to engage in prayer with God, of intimacy, participation with him. And so as I talk about truths, I feel like they're stabilizers for our identity. We can remember what we're all about and not get lost in the lies. So I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 2, and it's verse 9. As I read these truths, let them live in you. Let them live over you as you go throughout your day. This is what it says. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. I think sometimes we can get into a place with our families where schedules are just running crazy. Our houses feel like just giant monsters that we're there to manage. We can have issues at work. And sometimes in just the craziness, we're trying to figure out our relationships and all of the noise around us. Sometimes we don't stop to pray. We'll oftentimes just, we're limping along. We'll throw out a rhetorical prayer over our meal, but then we'll let it sit there. And I think what God is really wanting from us as his chosen people, his royal priesthood, he's looking for your engagement. He so badly and deeply wants you to participate in the things of heaven and the kingdom of God as it expands. So as we start this day together, let's look to do that. Let's look to leave behind the noise. Let's set intentional times, times of meditation, times of prayer to step in, to really get a flow for what God is doing today in our lives. So Daily Dosers, thanks so much for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.